Just as we now find that there is something hidden underneath the physical world, which according to quantum physics is necessary for the physical world, we also find, according to these ancient spiritual texts, like, for example, Kabbalah, that there's a kind of a hidden code implied, even in the Bible as written in Hebrew. And the idea is that the soul acts in a concealed or secret manner on matter wherever it appears. It attempts to influence existence, but not in an overt way, but in a covert way, in an underground kind of a way. It attempts to bring spiritual order into chaotic universe of matter and energy. One of my teachers, Carlos Suarez, told me that what the soul is engaged in is called the war with time, and that the war with time is really the war with space, time, matter, and energy. It's the war we have to face in dealing with ourselves as physical beings, that in so doing, in bringing a physical universe into existence and having this arise, possibilities have to occur which allow for contradictions to arise, which allow for both good and evil to arise. In other words, there's no perfect way in which to create a physical world unless you allow other possibilities to arise. And why do they arise? Why are there contradictions? Why do people believe differently than I do? Why do people think this way and not the way I think? Because there is no one set way of having a physical world. If there were only one set way of having a physical world, this would be a mechanical doll going through its machinations without any creativity at all. Bring in creativity, bring in the idea of a soul entering into matter, and you also bring in the possibility of error and uncertainty and indeterminism. These are all the words that we use, but they come straight out of quantum physics. And they tell us that because we come from a world of possibilities, when we act in the physical world, both good and bad possibilities can arise. So as you begin to think about the nature of spirituality and about the nature of who you are, you've got to remember that in bringing a physical world about, in bringing about your own dreams and your own desires, that possibilities can arise which don't necessarily fit in. And in particular, you may get your wishes granted, but it may be at the expense of somebody else getting just the opposite of what they want granted. In other words, there has to be some kind of compassion, some kind of understanding, something which goes beyond your individual ani self, the individual self that you believe you are. Now, that is why it's important to recognize the soul, the spiritual universe, from a different perspective, that is of the world soul, of there being a bigger self, something which is not just you and your particular concerns, but something which is kind of the global you, the bigger soul, the bigger picture of who and what you are. This, I think, is the true message of spirituality, the true message of the spiritual universe. And what we're saying here is that both ancient and modern visions of this concept called soul are saying the same thing. Your life can transform in dramatic ways once you learn to surrender some of your individuality to this bigger picture. In next sessions, which are coming up, I'm going to tell you a little more about how to do that. So tune in. See you next time.
This concludes Session 8 of Dr. Quantum Presents, A User's Guide to Your Universe with Fred Allen Wolf. Our program continues with Session 9.